Is this really necessary?
How else would we get around?
No, I mean, are you sure that this is safe?
Safer than walking through hordes of zombies. Don't worry, Gerard is the best pilot I know. The only pilot, but still, very good. What are you, afraid of heights or something?
Not afraid of heights, just afraid of dying, like any sane person would be.
You don't have to talk so loudly. I can hear you fine through the headphones.
Oh, good. I didn't realize you could hear me.
What?
Nothing. We're not landing this anywhere, are we?
No, genius. We're just going to fly around forever until we run out of fuel and crash. Of course we're going to land it.
But somewhere safe, like the helicopter pad we just left, right?
You let me worry about that. Now, where are we going?
You know the community center for the HOA? If you get us there, I can direct you from there.
Yes, of course. Gerard, can you please get us a drop site number 3? Not now. We have company. While we get there, maybe you can tell me how it is you arranged this sweetheart deal with my boss. I don't know them to have a soft spot for you survivors. What's the catch?
It's a classic quid pro quo. You get my family out of this hell, and I help you locate them, and I won't tell the world what you all have been doing here.
Sounds a little bit like blackmail to me.
I saw an opportunity. I took it. You're not gonna make me out to be the bad guy for wanting to save my family. What's in it for you?
Money.
And here you are trying to get me to question my morals.
I'm not judging you. I'm just curious what motivates you. Me? I'm simple. I do the job. I make my money. I go home.
And how do you sleep at night?
Quite well. Isn't that right, Gerard?
Either way, isn't there easier ways to make money than risking your life here?
I don't risk my life most days, but this is somewhat of a pet project for me. I want to see this one through to the end. Besides, my boss wouldn't trust anyone but me to get this done.
What about Phyllis?
What? Is she looking to replace me? I knew it. That ridiculous little grandmotherly act. I should have burned that sweater she knitted for me for Christmas right in front of her eyes, so she knew exactly how little I cared about it. Even though it is my favorite color and it's so unexpectedly soft and warm. The point is, I don't care how sweet she is, I will burn Phyllis to the ground if I have to.
Relax, I was just joking. We didn't talk about you at all. What's your name?
It's Mindy.
Just Mindy?
Wouldn't you like to know, Austin?
Okay. Just trying to make some small talk, but I'd rather skip the pleasantries. What do you and your boss want with Art and Zoe, anyway?
I don't know, and I don't care.
But they're the ones who put us through all this. They could have rescued all of us at any time. What makes those two so special? More important than my children and all those other families.
I don't know if they're special, but they have certainly made an impression. Unfortunately, they have reached a larger audience. We need to control the narrative and make sure that people hear some positive things from Art and Zoe. My guess is that my boss wants there to be a touching survival story for those two, but personally, I don't see what everyone sees in them anyway.
Oh. Is that a touch of jealousy I hear?
Jealous? Me? Of a bunch of dirty survivors who've been slumming it down here with the unwashed undead? I think not.
Whatever you say.
Okay, so maybe I'm a touch jealous. Maybe it's because I've been doing all this work in the background, and I'm not getting any credit for it. Sure, I get paid, but no one even knows who I am. They're always talking about Art and Zoe. What did they even do? Start a pretend podcast in an apocalypse? Kill their neighbor and steal his bunker? Torture a few people? I could have done that if I wanted to.
Oh, they've done a lot worse than that. First, they refused to help me and my husband when we desperately needed weapons for protection. Then, Zoe deliberately sent me off to certain death.
You mean to Phyllis? Didn't you spend the whole time baking cookies and making sweaters for cats?
Yes, we did. But Zoe didn't know that's what was going to happen. She thought that's where Art was, and she thought he was definitely dead. So, yes, Zoe sent me to my doom and didn't even think twice about it. Yet, here I am rescuing her selfish butt.
For your own gain.
What's your point?
Maybe that we aren't that different after all. What was that, Gerard? Oh, we're here? Okay, Austin, that's the community center there. Where do we go from here?
Okay, perfect. So, we're just going to want to swing a left and go south for a minute.
Left of us is going east.
Yes, that's what I meant. You need to learn to listen. Then we'll go a little west, and it's just a turn right. After that, we're there. Slightly to the northeast of the south side.
What are you talking about? Do you even know where the bunker is?
Yeah, I know approximately where it is.
What?
It's all different up here in the air. I'm all turned around. Just fly around here for a bit, and I'm sure it'll come to me.
Look, the deal was, we help you if you take us to Art and Zoe. This isn't a sightseeing tour. Gerard and I have plenty of other things we could be doing right now. Not right now. Maybe later.
I am helping. If you could just stop flirting with your boy toy for a minute, maybe I would concentrate.
I don't know what you're talking about. Gerard is my pilot, and also, I'm married.
Sure. That's your business.
Have you ever even been to their bunker?
No. But I went to their house a couple years ago, and it's at their neighbor's house, so I'm certain if I can find their house...
Uh-huh. Gerard, turn us around. This guy has no idea where we're going.
Wait, stop! Please, give me a second. This is my family we're talking about here. Have a heart.
You lied to me. Do you have any idea how valuable my time is? You have 5 minutes to find it, or we're done. We'll land right then and there, and you'll get out wherever we wind up.
Look, that area there. I searched that in person. And over there, too. I saw Zoe wandering around by that spot right there. Those pits. Those are definitely from Art. I'm telling you, we are so close. There, by those trees. See how there's all those pits nearby, surrounding it? That's it. That's the entrance to their bunker.
Are you sure? It's absolutely swarming with zombies.
That's it. I'm positive.
That's not great. Well, we'll have to land and check it out.
Are you insane? There's no way any person could have survived that. I told you that I'd help you find Art and Zoe, but I'm not here to help you extract them from that nightmare.
My boss is going to be very unhappy if I came all this way and didn't even look for them.
Maybe we did go down there and look for them. You get me and my family out of here, and I'll tell your boss anything you want to hear.
All right. It would have been better to come home with a victory, but I don't want to go down there any more than you do. Let's get out of here.
Finally. Palmer, my babies. Daddy's coming home.
What did you say? Hold on. Gerard's got someone coming through on the radio. Change to channel 2 now.
Survivors, please, please help. We're surrounded. There's so many of them. I have to go. Please. I hope we're not alone.
Austin, is that Zoe? Is she alive down there? Well, have you heard that voice before or not?
I've never heard that voice in my life.
Well, you heard the man. Let's go find your family and get out of here. This thing is over.
Over.